For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
All right, welcome back in to the drive as Tyler is out, and I'm going to assume Byron cracked that mic. I'm going to assume Byron that Tyler didn't pass along best of the week.
No.
You have to have a sit down with him, man.
No, I think I've had enough sit down.
you have enough one on ones.
I think I'm just going to end it.
You gonna end?
I think so.
You just going to okay? Well, best of, huh? It had a good run.
4 out of 6 weeks.
Really? We've only had 2 in the last 6 weeks. Oh my. Yeah, I mean, I guess it's kind of worn off.
Somebody, yeah, yeah.
It's kind of worn out. It's welcome, you know.
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that.
One of my favorite segments. Yeah. So yeah, just letting you know, pop the cherry right now for you guys. No best of the week. No best of the week. So
no this week. Obviously, are you talking ever again?
I don't know. I'm
going to sleep on it.
I'm gonna do some soul searching over the weekend.
Okay. Well, let me know if you need to talk about it, man. I'll be available this weekend.
I hope Tyler's out there having a blast, baby. And enjoying himself, but he'll be back on Monday, and hopefully we have more clarity on who's going to be on this team on Monday.
Yeah,
and I think we'll see and learn some of that clarity coming up tomorrow at the game, 12 o'clock, as they finish this preseason off. And this is going to be about the guys playing for their jobs. This is going to be for the guys playing for jobs at other spots, trying to get on somebody's practice squad or other places. But when we look at this, Clint, it feels like one name has been coming up all week. One name, just like we talked about last week or week before, that, hey, John Metchie's got to do something. John Metchie's got to do something. They can't keep being able to justify John Metchie being on this team if he goes out there and he's just not productive whatsoever. And I think now that has slid over to Damian Pierce. And it feels like tomorrow Damian Pierce needs to have a big performance to be able to stay on this team. Because I do think, what do you think, they carry 4 running backs, right? And we're looking at, obviously, Joe Mixon. Right now, Akers probably in the 2 spot. Daray's going to be on this roster with the special teams usage. And then there's another one. There's Gerard Jordan, the J.J., I can't remember his last name.
I got it.
But J.J. Johnson, I can't remember. I'm not going to try it anymore. But them, and then there's Damian Pierce. And it seemed like this is who it's pointed to. Tomorrow is a big day for him.
Yeah, tomorrow's a big day for him. Tomorrow's a big day for D'Amico. Tomorrow's a big day for Bobby Slowick. I mean, look, they've got to get this run game going. And while all the starters aren't starting, I think we minimize the importance of the backup running back until that backup running back becomes your starter, like he did last year with Motor. What was Devin Singletary? You know, you minimize that guy, but if you really look at it, I mean, there's going to be, let's call it 20% of the carries. You know, if 15% of the carries, you know, that adds up over time. And if you're Bobby Slowick and if you're D'Amico Ryans, the schedule's more difficult. Are you really in a spot where you can afford to go out there and again, 10, 15, 20% of your runs in each game, turn around and hand it to a guy that's shown to be much more of the bad Damian Pierce that he was in 2023 than the good Dameon Pierce that he was in 2022? Can you afford to do that? Can you afford to continue to overlook what Cam Akers is doing, whether we're talking about catching the ball out of the backfield or we're talking about making something out of nothing with the big cutback last week, the Hall of Fame game, the spin move going into the red zone kind of deal? You know, how long can you continue to be patient with Dameon Pierce? And I think with this team, whether you're talking about Super Bowl aspirations, or you're talking about just Bobby Slowick as an offensive coordinator overall, he did great things in the past game, does great things with the receivers and the quarterbacks and overcoming injuries. But the one thing about Bobby Slowick at this point is, I think the knock is, hey man, he's had a really difficult time, you know, putting together a complimentary run game. Anything that you can, whatsoever that you can depend on. And, you know, last year, CJ and the receiving core that emerged was enough with that schedule. This year, it's going to be a lot more difficult. So, I think it's not just about Dameon Pierce. It's ultimately about Dameon Pierce.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Pearson, whether he shows us something that we haven't seen, obviously, of late, but really, I think it's about all of these guys. It's about, can Bobby Slowick get it done? And to me, it's about, do we ever hear with this staff, do we ever hear like, hey man, I'm not saying you panic, but do we ever hear, hey man, there's a sense of urgency. We understand that we got to get better at this.
Sense of urgency. Let's hear from DeMeco, because DeMeco, he's been getting these questions about the run game, right? He's been getting it. He said it earlier in the week. He said, well, I'm going to judge it off about two runs. There was one where there was a hole we should have hit, we didn't hit, and then there was one that was unblocked. He was hit with it again yesterday. This is him talking specifically about Dameon Pierce in the run game.
Yeah, Dameon, we got to get him some ops in the game. You know, let's get him some more ops running the football. But Damian's done a great job out here at practice. I don't think everybody's seen that in the game because, you know, when he had his opportunities, we got guys unblocked in the hole, so he doesn't have a chance to really get started. So, you know, we just have to give him more opportunities, but we have to block it better up front so he does have opportunities to make some plays in a running game.
All right, so, I mean, it sounds like, I don't know, maybe he's just trying to give him as much confidence as he possibly can and let him know I'm behind you. But it almost sounds like, Clint, that's a man that doesn't believe that Dameon Pierce's job is on the line coming up tomorrow. And I think most people, and I think that's been most of the conversation, is where does he fit on the team? I've heard Sean Pendergast and Seth this morning talk about, hey, this is going to be big. Is he on the team or is he not? Or does he get traded? I saw after the game Saturday, Brandon Scott rank all the running backs that he thinks are the best on this team and just didn't have Dameon Pierce in the ranking. I said it, and I still stand by it. I believe that maybe he just needs a change of scenery and maybe they need to go separate ways. That guy who's the head coach and ultimate decision maker, it sounded like it didn't seem like he felt like he was in as much trouble.
Yeah, I don't know. I think.
Or you hear something between the lines?
Well, we're not going to hear what we have said, and we're not going to hear what Brandon Scott has said. Obviously, you know, they want this thing to work. They've leaned into how much better he's gotten, start to finish, personally, you know, on the field, all this kind of stuff. What I heard was we've got to get him more opportunities and we got to be better up front, which could all be pointed squarely at Saturday afternoon. We're going to get him a lot more opportunities and we've got to be better up front for us to make a decision. I've watched the same film, Ron. There is no way, zero chance, that Bobby Slowick and DeMeco Ryans don't watch the same film that we're watching. And we're just watching it through the lens of Dameon Pierce. and doesn't say, we have to have more. We have to have more out of our backup running back. And Cam Akers is bringing more to the table in a very small sample size, whether it's catching the ball out of the backfield, drives are continuing and ending points. The two runs where he's had some wow runs, where it was a spin move in the Hall of Fame game and the cutback in last week's game. Another guy that's had a small sample size, but he's found a way to flash. Now all of a sudden you look at, he's a veteran. He knows this offense. He appears to be healthy with these Achilles situations that he's had in the past. If for an organization that constantly talks about, we are always going to do what's best for this football team. What's best for this football team is to get Damian Pierce a lot of work this week. And if nothing changes, then when comes the regular season, start preparing. It comes the regular season, Cam Akers needs to be your number two back.
And I think he should be right now.
I think he is right now. I don't think they're going to say that, but I think he is right now.
I think
Damian Pierce needs to go out there and prove that he's turned the corner, or we're going to find out week one that Cam Akers is the guy.
And Clint, you know, we've said here, nobody's a bigger Damian Pierce fan than me. I have tried to force it with Damian Pierce. But Clint, I at first I was saying Cam Akers may have a better shot as the number two back because he's got skills on third down and hands like that, and he would be a perfect third down back. But I now think that what we've seen, if something were to happen to Joe Mixon, like Joe Mixon's been injured a lot in camp, and if something were to happen, I think Cam Akers is also better to get the ball, to be the everyday back.
Yeah.
Every down back, excuse me, not just third down back. So that's what their production has shown. So a big day for him tomorrow. All right, coming up next, Alex Bregman. He was supposed to start at third base tonight. That has changed. We will tell you why, and we will tell you the latest as reporters are responding to Dana Brown's thought that Kyle Tucker could be ready by early September. We'll discuss that.
Hell.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
For Trent, pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.